The Synnext Confederacy is suing the BC provincial government for excluding the United States-based tribe from consultation on land and education issues. The Confederacy, which is part of the Confederated Tribes of the Colville Reservation in Washington, announced Wednesday it would file two constitutional challenges at the Supreme Court of BC in Nelson. The first lawsuit follows what the Confederacy says was a notice in March from the government that it would only notify the tribe of decisions that impact its territory rather than include it in consultation. Traditional Synnext territory extends north from near Kettle Falls, Wash, through the West Kootenay to the tip of the Columbia River, north of Revelstoke. That land is contested by the Cranbrook-based Tainaha Nation as well as the Silex Okanagan Nation, the latter of whom says it speaks for the Synnext in Canada and has support from Premier David Eby. Jared Michael Erickson, chairman of the Synnext Confederacy and the Colville Tribes, said in an interview with the Nelson Star that the Synnext should be treated as other Indigenous peoples are in Canada. That means having a say on all logging, fish, wildlife, water and archaeological issues within its territory. We bring a lot to the table where we have a lot of knowledge, but that currently isn't being incorporated or our concerns aren't being met. Notification isn't the same as consultation and I think we're owed that as a First Nation, an Indigenous people of Canada. A spokesperson for the Ministry of Attorney General said in a statement that the government had not been served a legal notice as of Wednesday morning. We respect the court process, and as a general practice, the province cannot comment on matters before the court. Chief Clarence Louis of the Silex Okanagan Nation reiterated his support for the BC government in a statement. The interests of our Synnext members are protected and advanced by our nation in Canada, and we remain committed to protecting our territory in the Arrow Lakes. We will be reviewing these claims against the BC government and will respond in due course, when and if necessary. Erickson cited the Synnext's 2021 victory in the Supreme Court of Canada, which ruled in favor of American hunter Rick DeSotel, who had been arrested and charged for hunting out of season as a non-resident. In its decision, the court said DeSotel had a right to hunt on his ancestral land and acknowledged the Synnext as an Aboriginal peoples of Canada as defined by the Constitution. But 4 years later, the Synnext Confederacy has received no new treaty rights in Canada, nor has the tribe been formally recognized by the federal government. In June 2023, the Synnext were also left out of Columbia River Treaty financial compensation by the provincial government that provides approximately $6 million annually for 4 years to the Tainaha, Sekapiemc and Silex Okanagan nations. That exclusion, Erickson and the Synnext argue, ignores a colonial history that split the tribe's territory with the creation of 1846 border between the United States and what later became British Columbia. The majority of Synnext were forced to settle on the Colville Reservation in northern Washington, and in 1956 were declared extinct by the Canadian government. We're being treated essentially as a second-class native or a second-class citizen, when if you're really looking at truth and reconciliation, we should be an example to look at it how you could do that, how you could do it right in the correct way, and not repeat history. The Synnext are also challenging the BC government on amendments to the School Act that bar the Confederacy from taking part in Indigenous Education Councils because it is not defined as a First Nation under the Federal Indian Act. If their history is being taught in BC schools, Erickson says, it isn't by the group that represents the Synnext people. We want to make sure our voice is being heard, that it's being taught in our schools the correct history from Synnext people, not from others who are teaching it but aren't teaching the correct history.